Bryant Street Publishing presents Hate to Love You by Melissa Schroeder. Read for you by L.C. Kane and Stephen Bourne.
Dedication. To Donna Antonio, for always being so supportive of the entire romance genre. You are one in a million, lady. Mel. 1. Sid. The moment my alarm sounds on my phone Monday morning, I reach for it and promptly fall off my bed, face first. Said face hits the carpet hard, my nose taking the brunt of the hit. The only consolation is that I'm alone. Wait, that's not a good thing, right? Before I can answer myself, and I'm still lying with my face planted in the carpet, my phone rings. The sun is still rising. I'm lying on the carpet with nothing but a t-shirt and panties on, and I know without a doubt it's my boss, Grady Hawthorne. I take a moment to pull my head up, resting my weight on my elbows in a sphinx pose. Only I know I don't look as cool as Jasmine, my yoga instructor, does when she performs this pose. I probably look more like a cranky calico cat with bad morning breath. My nose stings from the hit it took, and my head is pounding slightly. I really hate freaking Mondays. My phone stops ringing, but I don't worry. Grady fucking Hawthorne will call back. He always does, because he is convinced the only reason I wouldn't answer the phone is that I am dead. And it's not because he cares. He probably just wants to know if he needs to hire a new executive assistant. So I know he'll call me back. I'm proven right a minute later when my phone starts ringing again. I answer it this time. What? There's a pause. Since Grady took over the position of CEO 18 months ago, I've been irritated. His father, Pete, would have never called me at the ass crack of dawn on a Monday morning. I work 50 to 60 hours a week as it is. Pete was a sweetie and had hired me for his son, since Pete had already announced his retirement. I thought his son would be like him. I was wrong. Oh, so wrong.
Good morning to you, Ms. Fillmore,
he says, his tenor slipping over my name. He's a Texas boy, born and raised, and he has that sexy, slow-talking tone. And this is where I get to admit that I have a big old lady crush on Grady, or at least my lady parts do. I don't particularly like him. He's the type of guy I avoid. He's kind of bossy, mainly because he is my boss, and considered a bit of a man-whore. Or he was until he was named CEO. Before then, he lived in New York, and the tabloids loved him. You know, the ones who tend to treat women like they're part of a smorgasbord. It's embarrassing for my gender how many of us have slept with him. But he has one of those faces the camera loves and women like to sit on. So there's that. Worse, all I have to do is hear his voice, and I'm gushing like Niagara Falls. It's not even dawn yet, Grady. What's so important? Another pause. He never calls me by my first name, but I always call him by his. It's weird, but then so am I. And all my interactions with him are awkward. But when Pete introduced me to Grady, he used his first name.
And I see that you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. More like the wrong side of the carpet.
There's a pause, and then I realize what that sounds like. Not that I have anything against ladies who like ladies, but Jesus. I've been embarrassing myself since I met him 2 years ago when his father hired me. What I mean is that I fell off my bed, face first.
Were you drinking last night?
No, why? Wait, that's not any of your business. But still, I wasn't drinking last night.